888-914-9149. Let's go now to Sandy, who's listening in Modesto, California. Hi, Sandy.
Good morning, Patrick. Happy Thursday to you and everybody else out there with their ears on.
Yes, happy Thursday to you.
Thank you. I just wanted to share a story that happened to me this week. Tuesday, I was listening to your show, and one of your callers that was non-Catholic called on Tuesday and asked if he could take ashes on Wednesday. And you answered the question, and it was yes. So I thought, you know, I've been feeling this pull towards this Catholic church in my neighborhood. I'm Protestant. I was brought up Protestant. I haven't been to church in many years, you know, faithfully or any consistency. So I've been feeling this pull, and I listen to your show all the time, and I pray, and, you know, I just really love your show. It's really helped me a lot.
Thank you.
So you're welcome. So I thought, you know what? I am going to go take ashes tomorrow, which was yesterday, Ash Wednesday. I said this to myself on Tuesday. So I walk into the vestibule by myself, not knowing what to do. No, I don't know what the process is. So I walked in, you know, people are blessing themselves. And by Father Rocky's Lenten lessons, I realized and how I figured out, or I went in there and I blessed myself like I knew what I was doing. Thanks to Father Rocky.
Fake it till you make it, right?
I wasn't. That's right. So there was a lady standing there that looked like she was a worker, you know, just to help with the crowd control. And I walked up to her. I said, you know, I'm not Catholic, but I would like to take ashes or receive ashes. She says, oh, I don't know if you can do that or not. So another lady walked up who looked like she had the same role in the church just to kind of help out. She said, what's the problem here? And I thought, I said,
I'm sorry. I hope it didn't come across like they were trying to run you off or anything.
Well, actually, I asked her, I said, I'm not Catholic, but I would like to receive ashes. She says, oh, I'm sorry, you can't. I said, well, yes, what? I can. Patrick Madrid said I could.
And she said, who?
No, and she said, oh. She said, well, you know, I said, I just want to know what the process is because I didn't know. You know, I don't know. I don't know. You file up to the front and there's people there, you know, to give you ashes after a short little service, which was beautiful, by the way. I was in tears the whole time. Parents with their babies, folks in walkers and wheelchairs and veterans and just everybody from every walk of life. And here I was with this smirk on my face, like, I'm going to get ashes. And you said I can't, but Patrick Madrid said I could. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. It just made my life so great yesterday.
That is
and
beautiful.
I also just want to thank you. It really was. I'm still just bubbling with laughter and joy. I just wanted to add this too. I don't know why I'm getting emotional, but let me gather my thoughts here. I find that the more I pray about what's been going on in my life, the more I realize how much I need it to do it myself, to go to my quiet spot and just pray. So when I don't do it, I know that I need to do it and I'll be okay. I just wanted to share that.
That is so beautiful, Sandy. Well, I mean, isn't it interesting how, even though you have not practiced any faith for a while and you've been listening to the radio program, how God uses little things, and just the little things, and he just moves you in big ways. I want to, first of all, apologize if those ladies were rude to you. I'm sorry that happened, and that's just them not knowing. They just didn't know.
Right.
But I'm sorry that was your first experience in a Catholic church. It'll get better.
I've actually been to a Catholic church before, you know, years ago. And the first one I encountered, she wasn't rude. It was the second one. What's the problem here? When I told my husband, he said, wow.
Yeah.
You know? And it was just totally weird. But that's minor, you know. I prayed for her.
Yeah, I can imagine. Anyway. Did you make sure she saw you with your ashes on your forehead when you left the church?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I don't know. She was like stalking me or something.
Oh, no.
But yeah, I don't know if she saw my ashes. But after I got them, I just walked with my head so high and just
good
like, I got my ashes just because, you know. So, yeah.
Well, know this, Sandy. Know this. First of all, I send you a big hug. of encouragement. Please keep listening to the program. I hope I don't have to sell you too hard on that. It sounds as though you do like the program. I'm glad you do. Just keep moving in this direction. Anything I can do to assist you, I'm happy to do it. If I can answer your questions whenever you call, please let me know. But I just want to encourage you. I do believe that God is drawing you closer to himself. And just think of what awaits you if you do become Catholic. I pray that you will, but in whatever the time frame may be, just think of how wonderful you felt when you received ashes on your forehead. And then imagine how much more wonderful you're going to feel when you receive our Lord in Holy Communion, truly present in what looks like bread and tastes like wine. It's now the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus, glorified and resurrected in what looks like bread and tastes like wine. And you'll be receiving our Lord into your very body and your soul when you receive communion. So think about that. That's waiting for you. That's there for you. And all the other sacraments and everything else that Jesus wants you to have, it's all there. And anything I can do to help you along the way, Sandy, I'm here to do that.
Thank you so much, Patrick. I appreciate it. I did stop by the parish office and I picked up RCIA information. So
wonderful.
I'm going that way.
Good. Oh, by the way, it just dawned on me. Sandy, I'm going to be not too far from you in a little over a week. I'm going to be speaking at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Merced, California. That's not too far. I mean, it's not close, but it's not too far away. So that'll be Saturday, March the 7th. I'll be doing an all-day event there. So if it's at all possible for you to make the drive, I'd love to meet you in person. I'd love to shake your hand. And I can even give you some book recommendations when I see you, if you can make it.
Well, I'm traveling to Michigan to pick up my 93-year-old mom, who I'm bringing back here, but we'll be listening to your show for sure. This is my morning ritual, 6 a.m. coffee and on the couch until about 8, and then I start moving, take my walk, but you're with me on my phone. So
awesome.
Yeah.
I am honored.
And your audience, thank you so much. I'm the one that's honored.
Thank you, Sandy. God bless you. Yeah, sorry I'll miss you. For those who can make it, I will be speaking again, St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Atwater, California. It's near Merced, so you can get all the details by going to relevantradio.com under events, click on California, and you'll see it there. I have to take a break. So great to talk to you, Sandy. Thank you. I have to take a break, but I'll be right back right after this.